ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಪೀತಾಂ ಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಪ್ರಸಾದಾಂ ವಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪೀತಾಂ ಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂ ಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದಾಭಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಹಾಸಾರುಣಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂ ಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ಭೃತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ವಿಮುಖಂ ದೃಗಾಸವಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಹಾಸಾರುಣ ಲೋಚನಾನನಂ ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ಪೀತಾಂ ಶುಕಂ ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ. ವಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್? ಭೃತ್ಯ ದ ಸರ್ವೈಟರ್, ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಅಫೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಅಭಿಮುಖಂ ಫೇವರಬ್ಲಿ ಫೇಸಿಂಗ್, ದೃಕ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಸೈಟ್, ಆಸವಂ ಎನ್ ಇಂಟಾಕ್ಸಿಕೇಶನ್, ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್, ಹಾಸ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್, ಅರುಣ ರೆಡಿಶ್, ಲೋಚನ ಐಸ್, ಆನನಂ ಫೇಸ್, ಕಿರೀಟಿನಂ ವಿತ್ ಹೆಲ್ಮೆಟ್, ಕುಂಡಲಿನಂ ವಿತ್ ಇಯರ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಚತುರ್ಭುಜಂ ವಿತ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್, ಪೀತ ಯೆಲ್ಲೋ, ಅಂಶುಕಂ ಡ್ರೆಸ್, ವಕ್ಷಸಿ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಚೆಸ್ಟ್, ಲಕ್ಷಿತಂ ಮಾರ್ಕ್ಡ್, ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಗಾಡಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಸೀನ್ leaning favorably towards his loving servitors, his very sight intoxicating and attractive, appeared to be very much satisfied. He had a smiling face decorated with an enchanting reddish hue. He was dressed in yellow robes and wore earrings and a helmet on his head. He had four hands and his chest was marked with the lions of the goddess of fortune. Purport: in the Padma Purana, Uttarakhanda, there is a full description of the Yoga Peeta, or the particular place where the Lord is in audience to his eternal devotees. In that Yoga Peeta, the personifications of religion, knowledge, opulence and renunciation are all seated at the lotus feet of the Lord. The four Vedas, namely Rig, Sama, Yajur and Atharva, are present there personally to advise the Lord. The 16 energies headed by Chanda are all present there. Chanda and Kumuda are the first two doorkeepers. At the middle door are the doorkeepers named Bhadra and Subhadra. And at the last door are Jaya and Vijaya. There are other doorkeepers also named Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Pundarika, Vamana, Shankukarna, Sarvanetra, Sumuka, etc. The Lord's palace is well decorated and protected by the above mentioned doorkeepers. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavo Mishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminitinamine ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So welcome all the devotees for this Sunday feast program. So today we are continuing to discuss the second canto, 9th chapter. In this particular chapter, the Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavatam is there, which is spoken by Lord Krishna to Brahma. So in the before that we are reading these shlokas. In these shlokas, Lord Brahma at the beginning of the creation, when he was born from the lotus flower which appeared from the navel of the Lord, Lord Brahma wanted to find out the source of his creation. He went inside the stem of the lotus flower, but he could not find the source of the creation. So at that time, Lord Brahma, again when he came back to the seat on the top of the lotus flower, Lord Brahma, he understood that his service is to perform the creation of this universe, the secondary creation. But when he started contemplating about how he can perform the creation, so at that time he heard the word tapa. He heard the word tapa two times. On hearing that the word tapa, he understood that he put faith in the word which he heard, that he understood that it is coming from the Supreme Lord, and then although he could not see the Supreme Lord, but he put faith on those words, and then he started meditating on the Supreme Lord by chanting the holy names of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita also it is described that how Lord Brahma meditated on the Supreme Lord by chanting the holy names, by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, the holy names of the Lord. And then when he meditated on the holy names for 100 celestial years, the Lord appeared in front of Lord Brahma. So we are reading these shlokas in which the description of the Supreme Lord which is being given here. And not only the Lord gave his darshan to Brahma, the Lord also gave the darshan of the Vaikuntha planets. Lord Brahma saw that how Krishna was being served by the different devotees in Vaikuntha planets. He saw the opulences of the Vaikuntha planets. He saw there were so many airplanes in the Vaikuntha planets. He saw the beautiful devotees in the Vaikuntha planets. How the Lord is being served by the personified Vedas and the different energies of the Lord, the personified forms of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, and the different energies. They were all engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada in the purport is quoting from the Padma Purana Uttarakhanda about the description of the Lord in Vaikuntha, how there are different doorkeepers in the main place in which the Lord is situated. And there are different doorkeepers at different stages. So Prabhupada is giving that description in the purport. So we see, coming to the shloka here, Vritya prasada abhimukam drgasavam prasanna hasa runalocha nananam kiritinam kundalinam chaturbujam pitamshukam vakshasi lakshitam shriya. Vritya prasada abhimukam. Vritya refers to the servants or the devotees. Vritya prasada abhimukam. Abhimukam means the Lord was very favorably disposed towards the devotees. He was looking towards Lord Brahma with a great pleasure, because Lord was very pleased with the devotional service performed by Brahma. So Brahma's tapasya is not simply tapasya in sattva guna, or Brahma's tapasya is actually nothing but devotional service, because without bhakti one cannot get darshan of Krishna. The fact that Krishna appeared in front of Brahma, so Brahma's tapasya was nothing but pure devotional service. So Britya Prasada Abhimukam Drigasavam. Drig Asavam means the darshan of Krishna was like a intoxicating beverage for a person who sees the form of the Lord. Just like when a person gets intoxicated, one forgets himself. Similarly, when a person gets darshan of Krishna, one forgets himself. So Vallabhacharya mentions that in his commentary. Drig Asavam means Brahma was so captivated by the Lord's darshan that he forgot himself. Prasanna Hasa Aruna Lochana Ananam. The Lord was having a very pleasing smile. Prasanna Hasa. Aruna Lochana. He had a reddish eyes, or his face was having a reddish hue. Kiritinam Kundalinam Chaturbujam. He was having a kirita, kundala. He was having four arms. Pitam Shukam. He was decorated with, he was wearing a pitambara, the yellow garments. And Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. In his chest, there was a mark of Lakshmi Devi in the form of the golden streaks of hair. So that is the description of the form of the Lord is being given over in the shloka. So we'll discuss something related to the description of the form of the Lord. So Drig Asava, the nature of the form of the Lord is that when a person sees the form of the Lord, Bhagavata Drishta Atmanam Nasmaranti. By seeing the form of the Lord, one forgets oneself. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find different instances. When Krishna was coming to Dwaraka, so at that time the devotees in Dwaraka were in long separation from Krishna. There are so many different types of devotees in Dwaraka. And the queens of Dwaraka, in the absence of Krishna, following the traditional practice, they were observing certain vratas in the absence of Krishna. So according to the traditional practice, then when the husband arrives after a long separation, the woman is supposed to complete the vrata and then go and meet the husband. But then the queens of Dwaraka, in the great eagerness to meet Krishna, when they saw Krishna from a distance, they forgot that they were observing vrata. And in the state of vrata, without decorating themselves, they went to meet Krishna with great eagerness. They forgot their state of body. So in that sense, we see that by getting the darshan of Krishna, they forgot themselves. They forgot to decorate themselves. And similarly, we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna was born, Rohini Devi was staying under the custody of Vasudev in Vrindavan. Rohini Devi was staying under the custody of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. So she was living away from her husband Vasudev. But when Krishna was born, she forgot that she is living in separation from her husband, because she became so joyful and seeing that Krishna has appeared in this world, that she forgot the normal convention which was being followed at that time, that a woman would not decorate nicely in the absence of the husband. But because Krishna was born, she forgot her separation from her husband and she decorated herself nicely. So in that way we see that whether it is Rohini or the queens of Dwaraka, by getting darshan of Krishna, they forgot their present state of situation which they were living. So that is what Durgasavam, by getting the darshan of Krishna, one forgets oneself. Prahlad Maharaj is described in the Bhagavatam, Nyasta Kridanako Balo Jadavat Tan Manastaya Krishna Graha Grihita Atma Naveda Jagadidrisham. Because Prahlad Maharaj was completely immersed in thoughts of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj at that time he was not having darshan of Krishna, but he was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, or he was completely captivated, he was completely under the control of the Krishna Graha. Therefore, he could not understand how the world was functioning. Naveda Jagadidrisham. And Nyasta Kridanako Balo. He was completely uninterested in the different sports with the children would engage in. So, these are some instances where the perfected devotees, or the highly elevated devotees, whether in getting darshan of Krishna, or being absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, they forget themselves and also they forget the world around them. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam says that, Barha itete nayane naranam lingani vishnorna nirikshato ye padau nunamtau drumajanma bajau kshetrani nanu vrajato harerio. Those eyes which do not see the beautiful form of Krishna in the temple of the Lord, such eyes are like the eyes of a peacock, which fall on the tawny field of this samsara. So the Shaunaka Rishi is condemning those eyes which do not take interest in seeing the form of Krishna. And the form of Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he speaks different qualities of Krishna. One of the quality he mentions is that Krishna's quality is ruchira. That means one who takes darshan of Krishna, Krishna's form gives pleasure to the eyes of a person who takes darshan of him. It is pleasing to the eyes. Yaddharma sunur bata raja suye nirikshyadrik swasyayanam triloka katsyena chadyeha gatam vidatur arvaksritav kaushalam ityamanyata. In the Rajasuya sacrifice performed by Yudhishthira Maharaj, the different devatas from all over the universe had come there. And they saw the form of Krishna there, nirikshyadrik swasyayanam triloka. And seeing the form of Krishna, they felt that Katsyena chadyeha gatam vidatur arvaksritav kaushalam ityamanyata. So this person is the most beautiful creation of Lord Brahma. Forgetting that Brahma himself was created by Krishna. But they felt that all the most beautiful persons from all over the universe, they declared that Krishna's form is the most beautiful form in the entire universe. So Srila Rupa Goswami quotes this particular shloka to explain Krishna's form. And when Krishna came to Mathura, the women of Mathura, when they saw the form of Krishna, they described the form of Krishna and they praise the good fortune of the gopis of Vrindavan. Gopya tapakki macharan yadamushya rupam lavanya saram asamordvam ananya siddham திருக்பிக் பிபந்த் அனுசவாபிநவம் துராபம் ஏகாந்த தாம யசச ஸ்ரீய ஐஸ்வரஸ்ய. They are saying that what austerities the gopis of Vrindavan have performed. Because they got such a great fortune of having such intimate dealings with Krishna. Gopyas tapakki macharan yadamushya rupam lavanya saram. Krishna is not simply having a superior beauty, rather Krishna's form is the essence of all beauty. லாவண்ய சாரம், லாவண்ய சாரம் அசமோர்துவம். ஒன் மே சே தட் தேர் ஆர் அதர் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் லைக் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு ஆர் லார்ட் நாராயண, தேர் ஆல்சோ ஈக்குவலி பியூட்டிஃபுல் லைக் கிருஷ்ணா. பட் அண்ட் த விமன் ஆஃப் மதுரா சே தட் அசமோர்துவம், தேர் இஸ் நோபடி equal to Krishna, there is nobody superior to Krishna in his beauty. Asamordvam, ananya siddham. Did Krishna obtain his beauty from somebody? Did he perform some tapasya and then obtain his beauty from somebody? No, he is ananya siddham, that means he is self-perfect. Drigbik pibant அனுசவாபிநவம் துராபம். அனுசவாபிநவம், when a person, any object in this world or any person in this world, in due course of time, in the when we maintain contact with the person, we may get bored by the same aspect of that particular object or a person which created excitement in the beginning, that will not create excitement in due course of time. But one of the quality of Krishna is that drigbik pibant anusavabi navam. The more a person looks at the form of Krishna, it appears newer and newer. So psychologically speaking, every person has two kinds of needs, the need of shelter and the need of newness, the need of wanting something new in one's life. So these two needs, the need of shelter and the need of newness, it cannot be fulfilled by any other living entity. The other living entity can provide shelter to another living entity to the extent his karma allows, and according to the limitation of the time factor and according to the limitations of his own karma, one can provide shelter to another living entity. But in the case of Krishna, Krishna is not limited by karma or the time factor. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsingha நார்த்தஸ்ய சாகத முதன்வதி மஜ்ஜதோ நவ் தப்தஸ்ய தத் பிரதிவிதிர் ய இகாஞ்ச சேஷ்டஸ் தாவத் விபோ தத் உபேக்ஷிதானாம். பிரலாத் மகாராஜ் சேஸ் தட் வென் அ பர்சன் இஸ் நெக்லெக்டட் பை கிருஷ்ணா, தென் நோபடி கேன் ஆஃபர் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் டு ஹிம். ஈவன் இஃப் அ பர்சன் இஸ் பார்ன், சம்டைம்ஸ் எ பர்சன் இஸ் பார்ன் இன் அ very rich family, very comfortable family, but still such a person faces death at a young age. Somebody goes on a maiden voyage on a very well-built ship, but in the maiden voyage itself, the ship may get drowned. So in this way, the shelters of this world, they are not reliable, but the real shelter is Krishna. And when a person is neglected by Krishna, then such a person cannot be protected by anybody. In that way, Prahlad Maharaj says that Krishna is the real protector. And then the same Krishna, he not only fulfills this need of offering protection, but he also fulfills the need of newness, which every living entity is looking for. Therefore, the women of Mathura are saying that Anusavabi Navam. Nityam Nirikshamananam Yadapi Dwarakau Kasam. Although the residents of Dwaraka were accustomed to seeing the form of Krishna daily, but they would never get bored. They would never get bored by seeing the form of Krishna. And Durapam. And the Krishna's form is very rare to be obtained. Durapam. Yekanta Dhamma Yashasa Shriya Aishwarasya. And he is the only abode of fame, beauty and Aishwarya. In this way, the women of Mathura, they actually glorify the form of Krishna and they glorify the good fortune of the gopis. And in this shloka, further it is said that Kiritinam Kundalinam. Kiritinam Kundalinam, that means he was having a Kirita and a Kundala. Vijayadvaja Tirtha, in the Madhva Sampradaya line, he adds a comment in his commentary. Kiritinam. Kirita means mukuta. Kundala is the earrings. Kiritinam Kundalinam. Krishna who was having a Kirita and a Kundala. So he says that the particular suffix, the pratyaya which is added over here, that suffix is added in a very specific meaning of Nitya Yoga. That means these ornaments are eternally present in the body of Krishna. They are eternally present in the body of Krishna. Therefore, the ornaments of Krishna, the paraphernalia of Krishna, they are also actually conscious living entities. They are conscious devotees. So suppose in this table, this Vyasa Pita is there. The relation between the Vyasa Pita and the table is technically called as Samyoga Sambandha. So that means currently this relation is there, that Vyasa Pita is on top of the table. But if I take it away, now there is no Samyoga Sambandha between the Vyasa Pita and the table. But if I take milk and the color white in the milk, the relation between the white color and the milk is called a Samavaya Sambandha. The white color is an inherent characteristics of the milk. It cannot be taken away from the milk. So this Kirita Kundala, they are having the Nitya Yoga, the Samavaya Sambandha with Krishna. They are the inherent features of Krishna, and they are all conscious living entities. They are eternal devotees of Krishna. That is why we see in the Narayana Kavacha mantra, in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, some of the shlokas in the Narayana Kavacha, the prayers are offered to the different paraphernalia of Krishna. May the Shankha, may the Chakra protect me in these circumstances. Like that, the prayers are offered not only to Krishna, but the prayers are offered to the different paraphernalia of Krishna. So, Kiritinam Kundalinam, Chaturbhujam, Pitamshukam, Krishna was having a Pitambara Vastra. Srila Vishwana Chakravartipad, he also says that, from this we can also infer that the body of the Lord was having a dark blue complexion. He was having a dark blue complexion and he was wearing a Pitambara Vastra. And Pitam Shukam Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. And in the chest of the Lord, Lakshmi Devi was residing in the form of the golden streaks of hair. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the golden streaks of hair, Lord Shiva, when he describes in the Rudra Gita. So the golden streaks of hair on the chest of the Lord, it is so beautiful that it defeats the beauty of the gold testing stone. So the golden streaks of hair with the dark blue background, it is so beautiful that in order to test gold, that there is a dark colored stone is used. And when the gold is rubbed against that dark colored gold testing stone, if it is a real gold, a golden streaks would come. And those golden streaks with the background of that dark gold testing stone, it is something very beautiful to look at. We may not have experience of that, but somebody in the goldsmith field, he may be aware of that. So Lord Shiva is saying that the golden streaks of hair in the chest of the Lord, it is more beautiful than the golden streaks which we see when the gold is rubbed against the gold testing stone. Or elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Brahmaji was offering prayers in the 10th canto, prapancham nishprapanchopi, he says that when Krishna appears in this world and performs pastimes in this material world, those pastimes give so much of bliss to his devotees. And especially Krishna's pastimes in the material world, it is more attractive, it gives more bliss to the devotees than his pastimes in the Vaikuntha. Just like this material world is a dark place. And when Krishna appears and performs his attractive pastimes, and his attractive pastimes in the background of this dark material world, these pastimes appear, give more bliss than his pastimes in the Vaikuntha. Just like a diamond kept in a silver plate versus the diamond kept in a dark blue plate. So diamond kept in a silver plate, it will not be as attractive as a diamond kept in a dark blue plate. So the background also plays a role. So in that way, Krishna's pastimes in the material world gives greater bliss than the Krishna's pastimes in the Vaikuntha. So in that way, Pitam Shukam Vakshasi Lakshitam Shriya. So this shloka gives such a beautiful description of the Lord's form. So we'll also see few other shlokas in relation to the transcendental nature of Krishna's form. So in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Hiranyakashipu was asking benedictions from Lord Brahma, Hiranyakashipu was saying that Vyasubir va asumadbir va surasura mahoragai. Let me not be killed by a living or a non-living being. Or let me not be killed by an entity which breathes. And let me not be killed by an entity which does not breathe. So, Sura, Asura, Mahoragai. Let me not be killed by Sura or Asura or any great serpents. That he gives a list. So, here, this particular shloka, spoken by Hiranyakashipu, is quoted by Srila Jiva Goswami to prove the transcendental nature of the Lord's form. So here, Hiranyakashipu is saying that Vyasubir va Asumadbir va. Let me not be killed by an entity which breathes and which does not breathe. So generally the Tritiya Vibhakti is used in two sense, Karta and Karana. Kartru Karana Yos Tritiya. So here, Hiranyakashipu has did Hiranyakashipu use the Tritiya Vibhakti in the Karana Artha or in the Karta Artha? If the Hiranyakashipu had used the Tritiya Vibhakti in the Karana Artha, it would mean that let me not be killed by an instrument which is living and which does not live. Let me not be killed by an instrument which is living, or let me not be killed by an instrument which does not live. If he had meant in that way, then any human being would have killed Hiranyakashipu with the nails. Because nails are considered to be both living and non-living. Because the nails can be clipped, it is considered to be non-living. But because the nails also grow, it's considered to be living also. So nails come in the category of both living and non-living. If Hiranyakashipu had meant that, let me not be killed by an instrument which is neither living or non-living, then he had not included the category of the nails, because nails come in a unique category which is both living and non-living. And all the human beings, all the different animals, they have the nails. So then anybody could have killed Hiranyakashipu with the nails. So Hiranyakashipu, when he had used the Tritiya Vibhakti, he had not meant instrument. He had meant the karta, the agent. We can understand that from the content, from the context of the shloka, because he says that let me not be killed by any devata, or let me not be killed by any asura. So he is implying an agent or a karta. Let me not be killed by an entity which breathes, or let me not be killed by an entity which does not breathe. So, but Hiranyakashipu was not aware of a third category, of a unique category, which does not fall under either of these two categories. He thought that there are some entities which breathe, there are some entities which do not breathe. But he was not aware of a third category which breathes and also does not breathe. And that is the category of the Supreme Lord, because he is transcendental. The Supreme Lord, he breathes at the same time does not breathe. He runs at the same time he does not run. Tad ejati tan naijati, tad dure tad vas. Tad antike, he is far away at the same time he is near as well. He walks and he does not walk. So the Upanishads say that apranohi amanas shubraha. What is the meaning? The Mundaka Upanishad says that he is without life, he is without breathing. Aprana. Amana, he is without mind. Shubraha, he is pure. But another Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, says that Asya Mahato Bhutasya Nishvasitam Etad Yasya Nishvasitam Veda. The Vedas emanated from the breathing of the Lord. So one Upanishad says that he does not breathe. And another Vedavakya says that he breathes. So the Lord comes under Krishna comes under a unique category. He both breathes and also he does not breathe. So Hiranyakashipu was not aware of this category. So therefore the Bhagavatam proves the transcendental nature of Krishna through the words of Hiranyakashipu itself. But the fact that only Narasingadeva, only the Lord Vishnu could kill Hiranyakashipu, because only Vishnu comes under the category of both that person who breathes and at the same time does not breathe. So, and we'll see. So in this way, there are many shlokas. There are many shlokas which talk about the transcendental nature of the Lord's form. Maybe short of time, I'll just mention few shlokas. So when we hear about the transcendental nature of the Lord's form, or when we hear about the beauty of the Lord's form, when we hear about the power of the Lord, we come to know about His greatness, called as Paratva, how great He is. And there are so many shlokas in the scriptures which talk about the greatness of the Lord, Paratva. For example, there is one passage from the Raghuveera Gadya written by Vedanta Desikar, where he speaks about the power of Lord Ram. Kratuhara. Kratuhara. Kratu refers to the Yajna. The one who destroyed the Yajna, it refers to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva destroyed the sacrifice of Daksha Prajapati. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 6, Chapter 5. Lord Shiva's followers, how they completely destroyed the sacrifice of Daksha, Kratuhara. But Shikari Kanduka, but the abode of Lord Shiva was made as a playground by whom? By Ravana. So Vedanta Desikar says that Ravana, it appeared that he had even more. Lord Shiva was so powerful, he destroyed the sacrifice of Daksha. But Ravana, he exhibited even greater power than Lord Shiva, that he made Lord Shiva's abode Kailasha as his playground. Shikari Kanduka. And then further it is about Ravana, it is described that Vihrit Unmuka Jagat Aruntada. Ravana, he gave trouble to the entire Jagat. He was like a thorn for the whole universe. Jagat Aruntada, Aruntuda. Jita Hari, Ravana also conquered Indra. Hari also means Indra. Jita Hari Danti Danta, Dantu Roronta Dashavadana. When Ravana was fighting with Indra, the tusks of Indra, the tusks of Airavata, the carrier of Indra, it made a mark in the chest of Ravana. And that was, in that way, it increased the beauty of Ravana. And that Ravana is having 10 heads, Dashavadana. So that is the power of Ravana. But then, that Ravana was very easily defeated by Kartiviri Arjuna. Damana Kushala Dasha Shata Bhuja Mukha. So Kartiviri Arjuna was having 1,000 arms. And Damana Kushala Kartiviri Arjuna, he very easily defeated Ravana. But that Kartiviri Arjuna, Nripati Kula Rudira Jharabara Bharita Prututara Tatakata Arpita. That Kartiviri Arjuna was very easily defeated by whom? Parashuram. Parashurama defeated Kartiviri Arjuna and his lineage, and then he performed Tarpana of his father. He made a river filled with blood and he performed Tarpana in Kurukshetra. So that Kartiviri Arjuna was very easily defeated by Parashuram. And Pitruka Bhrugupati Sugati Vihatikara Nata Parudishi Pariga. But that Parashuram was very easily defeated by Lord Ram. So Lord Ram bent the bow of Parashurama, and in that way Lord Ram removed the pride of Parashurama. And he defeated Parashuram. So this is the greatness of Lord Ram. But when we hear about the greatness of a person in terms of his beauty or the power or his knowledge or his renunciation or his opulence, but if that great person is not accessible to the common person, then that great person is not of much use. But the same Supreme Lord who has Paratva, he also has the quality of Saulabhya. Saulabhya, his simplicity, because of his simplicity, is easily accessible to the common rank and file person. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sugriva is saying that, Najanmanunam mahatona saubagam navang na buddhir nakritistosha hetuhu tairyat visrushto apinova naukasas chakara sakye bata lakshmanagraja. So normally in this world, any relation when we want to establish between an employer and an employee, or between a student and the college, or between the, say, man and a woman, or any relationship, so one sees certain qualifications in the other person. One sees a list of qualifications. Does a person has these qualifications in terms of wealth or beauty or knowledge or different aspects, a person sees the qualification. So many conditions are seen. But the Supreme Lord is one person who does not look for any material conditions, material qualifications in a person. Najanma noonam mahatona saubagam. He does not see the physical beauty or a high birth or a high intelligence of a person, or the speaking ability of a person. Otherwise, how would Lord Ram establish friendship with us, the Vanaras, because we don't have any of these qualifications. But still, Lord Ram has established friendship with us. Chakara Sakye Bata Lakshmanagraja. Because Lord Ram is having the quality of Saulabhyata, he is easily accessible to the common persons who don't have any of these material qualifications. And therefore, Sugriva says that, Suro Suro Vap Atavanaro Nara Sarvatmanaya Sukrutagyam Uttamam Bajeta Ramam Manuja Kritim Harim Yav Uttaran Anayat Koshalan Divamiti. Therefore, whether a person is a Devata or an Asura, whether a person is a Vanara or a human being, everybody should worship Lord Ram with one's full heart. Sarvatmanaya Sukrutagyam Uttamam. Because he is such a person that he can be easily be made grateful by even by rendering a small service. So therefore, this verse talks about the Saulabhyata of the Supreme Lord. If a person is having only the quality of Saulabhyata, of being easily accessible, but if he is not great, if he is not having the quality of Paratva, then such a person is also of not much use. A person is easily accessible, but he doesn't have power, he doesn't have beauty, or he doesn't have wealth, then what is the use of being simply being accessible? So, and Krishna's accessibility is even higher than Lord Ram's accessibility. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha நந்தகோப குமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ. Queen Kunti says, let me offer my obeisances to Krishna, who has become the son of Vasudev, who is the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan. Because Lord Ram, he remained as the son of the king. He remained as the prince. But Krishna, although he was born to Vasudev, he left Mathura and he went to Vrindavan. And he became accessible to the ordinary cowherd community and the cows of Vrindavan. So Krishna exhibited this quality of saulabhyata even more than Lord Ram. So therefore, Krishna is even more merciful than Lord Ram, that way Srila Prabhupada writes. So therefore, when a person realizes these two aspects of the Supreme Lord, saulabhyata and paratva, the greatness and the easily accessible nature of the Lord, what is the realization of such a person when he realizes these two aspects? And that is what we see in the Dhruvamara's prayer. Noonam vimushta matayas tavamaya yate Yetvam bavapyaya vimokshana manya heto archanti kalpakatarum kunapopa bogyam ichanti yat parishajam nirayepi ninam. Dhruva Maharaj, he began his tapasya with a desire to get a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. But when he got darshan of Krishna, when he was touched by the conch shell of Krishna, when the entire essence of the Vedic wisdom was revealed to him, so Dhruva Maharaj at that time he considered that I am the most unintelligent person because I was looking for material benediction from Krishna. So that person who is looking for material happiness from Krishna, which is available even in the hellish planet, which is available in any species in this world. So such a person, he is actually unintelligent. Noonam vimushta mataya sava maya yate. Such a person is definitely bewildered by the maya potency of the Lord. Archanti kalpakatarum kunapopa bogyam. The Lord is like a desire tree who is having this quality of paratva and saulabhyata, who is so great, at the same time he is so easily accessible because he is not looking for any material qualification, any material thing from the living entities. He is only looking for the from the devotion from the living entities. So to such a person, I was only looking for some kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. So thinking his previous desire, Dhruva Maharaj condemns himself and calls himself as less intelligent. So in this way we see that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in various places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in various shlokas, the greatness of the Lord in terms of his different opulences and his saulabhyata, his simplicity, how he is easily accessible to the common people, they are described throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll stop here. If anybody has any one question, we'll take. It's already beyond time. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much for your patient attention. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.